With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
Sometimes you think, God, what are you doing? What are you doing? Anybody ever said that to God? What are you doing? So he brought me to a city and put me in an environment every day. On my job, you have to be on. I'm in media. You have to watch what you say. It has to be the perfect answer. So he puts me in a job where I got to deal with it. Puts me in a city where I got to deal with it. To make me what? Deal with it. Not to get to the point where I don't care what nobody thinks. No, no, no. That's not the point either. When you go to that point, then it's like failed. Failed when you reach the other extreme. Well, I don't care what nobody thinks. I'm just going to do whatever the Lord tell me. I don't care what none of these people do. Failed. Now you done gone to the other extreme. So what is he after? What is he after? I'm not going to live my life based upon the opinions of other people. I will find out what God wants first and respond, just like I used to do my pastors and my group leaders. I just do what they say. Now it's the same. Took a long time to finally get that. Oh, it's the same, God? Yeah, you're just responding directly to me. You've gotten so accustomed to responding to leaders, to responding to me through leaders, that when now it's direct command, then suddenly you became aware of the weight of when a man or woman of God says, thus says the Lord. Now you know the weight of it. So it doesn't put you in this position where, I don't care what people think, but now it's, Lord, I respond to you first. And now out of wisdom, I now know how to communicate to people without worrying about their response. I'm not going to change my words and adjust the statement because I don't want to offend this one and hurt that. I must say what you say. I must do what you say do. Come on, bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Obviously, this was nowhere near the notes and anything that we planned to say, but God knows. So right there where you are, wherever place, wherever this word or this exhortation has found you, would you just say, yes, Lord, the place where I am the weakest, the places where I still struggle, Lord, I'm not going to cover it up anymore with my strong areas. I just open it up before you. You know, I found that confession sometimes just beginning with first confessing, making it real to yourself. Stop lying to yourself. Before I confess to anybody else, just tell yourself the truth. We used to tell our children that. Tell yourself the truth. At least tell yourself the truth. This is an area I struggle in. Just admit it. It's not a negative confession. I'm sorry if you went to one of those ministries or churches or whatever, they told you don't ever make a negative confession. Well, this isn't a negative confession. This is called confessing my fault. So that I can be healed. So first admit it to yourself. As the Holy Spirit is putting his finger on that area, in that place, right now in this moment, just admit it to yourself. Just, Lord, you've pointed out some things to me, Lord, where you want me strong. You want me healed there. You don't want us covering up. Lord, for some reason, you're just taking the Urban Life Church family this way. You want us to be real and transparent. You're getting us prepared for others who will walk in these doors, for others who will not only, even if they never walk in these doors, they will come into our lives. And you want us to be healed so that the when they walk in with the same weaknesses that we have struggled with, that we don't become a hypocrite. Yes, Lord. That we don't give them the hypocritical thing and just only talk about the things that we're strong in. Lord, Lord, we can sit down with them and say, you know what? This was my struggle too. This was my issue too. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I once had a young man that I had to talk to him because he was struggling with online pornography. And I told him, I said, you know what? I can't even begin to try to fuss at you or to condemn you. I said, because that was my issue too. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I ain't never struggled with this myself. So I said, so first of all, before I say anything to you, I'm going to admit to you that was my struggle. I cannot tell you how his whole face, his whole demeanor, everything changed. Then he could receive because I got real with him. And I'm telling you, that's part of the harvest equipping for us. I didn't expect this today. Yes, Lord. But the Lord told us to have these Sundays and to equip us for the harvest. And so maybe that's the whole point of all of what I've said today. God's equipping us for this aspect of the harvest, and that's to be transparent with people. Be real with them. When they tell you what they're, because they are. Y'all know one thing about this generation, they'll tell you. They'll tell you everything. In fact, they tell you too much sometimes. You'll be like, TMI, I didn't want to know all of that. So with a generation that's willing to tell that much about themselves, you better know. We better be ready to come back with, yeah, I understand, because. And don't give them that little fake thing. Yeah, because the Lord took me through some things, too. There are some things that I used to struggle with, too. No, don't say some things. Name it. Get real with them and say, I had the same feelings, or I failed. Be real with them. The person that you're looking at today is not the same person that I was. When I was in my 20s, this is what I did. This is the decisions that I made. When I was in my teens, this is what I did. Be real with them. Because you're going to find it's going to bust open the door for us to minister and for you to really be able to impart or to plant a seed or to water where somebody else has already planted. Or you might be in the moment of the increase. You may be the one that gets to harvest that soul, but it's going to take this. Thank you, Lord. So come on right now again. Lord, every place where I'm still in pride about my failures, my mistakes, my bad decisions, Lord, I confess it to you right now. Help me, Lord, to be real. Help me, Lord God, to be real. Be real with myself. Be real with my family.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.